Chapter 3. Alice talked to all the animals. The animals were Alice's friends. It was like they were her friends from a long time ago. They were all wet and cold. The dodo said, "The best thing to get us dry is a caucus race."
"What is a caucus race?" asked Alice.
"The best way to explain it is to do it," said the dodo. First, the dodo drew lines to make a race course. It was like a circle. All the animals stood along the course here and there. There was no 1, 2, 3 go. They started running when they liked. They stopped when they liked. It was not easy to know when the race was over. They ran for half an hour. They were all dry. The dodo shouted, "The race is over!"
"But who has won?"
"Everybody has won, and all must have prizes."
"But who will give out the prizes?" the animals asked.
"Why, she, of course," said the dodo, and pointed to Alice. "Prizes! Prizes!" the animals shouted, and crowded around Alice. Alice didn't have any prizes. She put her hand in her pocket and pulled out a box of comfits. She handed them round as prizes. There was enough for each animal. The animals ate their comfits and sat back in a circle. Alice turned to the mouse.
"You promised to tell me your story," said Alice.
"And why do you hate cats and dogs?"
she added in a whisper. "My story is a long and sad tale," said the mouse. The mouse started to tell his story, but he soon stopped. Alice wasn't listening. She was thinking about something else. The mouse stood up and walked away. He didn't stop when the animals called out to him. They didn't get to hear the end of the story.
"I wish I had our Dinah here," said Alice. "She'd soon bring it back."
"And who is Dinah?"
asked the lorry.
"Dinah is my cat. She's good at catching mice. She can catch birds too. She likes to eat them," said Alice.
The birds got upset and flew away. Alice was alone. Alice started to cry again. She heard footsteps and looked up. She wanted it to be the mouse. She wanted to hear his story.